We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're learning about Borer. And we're up to Maaseh Borer mitzad tzurat Maaseh Amlacha. Kmo bechol amlachot shemsura lanu haderech shetzichin lasotan. Just like every other task where we have a tradition as to how the task has to be performed, shebiladeh en ovrin alein, that if you don't do it in the standard way of doing that task, one would not transgress. So our sages gave this a name. They said, did you do it the way this task is ordinarily done? So when it comes to borer, we also have the normal way of doing borer. So that goes in line with what we discussed earlier. Borer is to divide between the food or the desired items and the things that are not desired, what we call psolet. In context, we'd call it waste, but it doesn't literally have to be waste. It has to be the thing which is undesirable at the moment. So borer is when you've actually separated the two. Meaning, aside from what we discussed last time, that you have to accomplish that the food is fixed by doing this task. The food is better now. You've improved something in the food. You also have to do it in the manner that the Torah prescribes in order to transgress biblically. So therefore, you have a piece that part of it is desirable and part of it isn't. You have a piece that part of it's cooked and part of it isn't. You have, we'll see, he'll give examples. For example, you have a piece of meat and there are fats in the meat. So you'd like to slice off the fats. You don't want to eat the fats. So now the fat is going to be considered solid waste. So you can remove it. If you cut either in the place where the meat, where you have the food, so you've sliced a drop of the meat with the fat, or within the fat. If you didn't cut it that exact dividing line, that would be okay. And even if, though you'll say, but if I cut off within the meat, and in that, I've really fixed the food to be edible. But being that I didn't separate the two, there's still some meat left with the fat, so I didn't do any real borer. So then it says that I just cut the meat in two. I've cut it in half. I've cut off a piece of the meat with the fat, but I've basically, even though I end up with the meat I want to eat, but I left over some of the meat with the fat. Yes, matzichim kan kshechotchim mkom ha-basar, shishir basar ktsat, chashuvi mashuman. Some want to say you have to leave off an important piece of meat with the fat. V'zehu ha'etor shekatavnu lel min tilat zvuv shnafan l'mashke. This is the same idea as what we discussed. If a fly falls into your soup or into your drink, that you take out a little bit of the food together with the fly. Av shematkinin b'zeh ha'mashke ha'nishar shir ho'i l'shtiyah. Even though you're technically fixing the remainder of the drink, that now you can drink it. And you've accomplished the essence of borer, being that you didn't really separate in the place where there's a distinction between the waste and the food. So then that falls in the same category as a piece of meat with fat. So what you've done is not called breira, but rather what you've done is you've taken a section of the food that has the waste in it and moved it to another side. Yes?
Outside of the examples given, is that a general rule of order that, say, you're taking a little bit of what you actually want to keep as well as the solid or whatever along with it, and then it's no longer border? Is that like a general rule? Or
in general, yes, but we saw more details earlier on.
That's what I thought, because it seemed to go against a few of the things we said earlier that seemed to be a bit more stringent.
Let's see. Let's continue a bit. So here's an example that's relevant now. In the beginning of summer, you have a cluster of grapes. And in the cluster, you have a rotten grape. Now, if you're going to start rummaging through the cluster and pick out the rotten ones, and this can happen either when you have an important a meal, a sheva brachos, you want to put out the grapes, you want to put out nice grapes, you want to take off the rotten ones, or if you're serving little kids and they won't tell the difference, they're going to start eating the rotten grapes. So that can happen, that you really want to take out the ones that are not good from those that are good. Now, that's a problem of borer, because it's really this discerning between the rotten and the good grapes. So then, what you can do is take out a small branch that has the rotten grape with it. So, even though you're left with a completely clean cluster, so what you've really done is you've separated within the food. You've taken part of the food that has the waste within it. So that's not called borer. Now, what do you do next? So then, what you'll do next, he says, is you'll hold on to the rotten grape, and you'll pull away the other grapes from it. And then you've taken away the ochel, the food, from the psolet. Because you held the rotten grape, but you really pulled away the other grapes. Instead, if you just pull away the rotten grapes, so you did borer, you took out the rotten grape from the cluster of good grapes. But if you hold the rotten grape and you pull away the good grapes, the branch with the good grapes, so then you've technically taken away the food from the waste. And if you're doing that at a time that you're eating, we said those are the three criteria. You have to take the ochel, you have to take the food, you have to take it biyad with your hand, you have to take it miyad when you're adjacent to eating, and it's pretty soon that you're going to eat the meal. Okay. Now he's going to conclude this point. So we understand from this two conditions. One, shenaseh tachlita breira, you have to accomplish the goal of breira. Vainu shal yadei breira to tukan ochel, meaning that by doing the breira, discerning here, you've actually fixed the food or you've separated the waste. Val ken im borerim baofen shadayin yeh gam acher. And that's why if you've done it in a manner that after you've done it there's still food mixed with waste, so then that would be mutar because you didn't do borer. There's still a mixture here. And secondly, the action has to be an action that's called borer. So there has to be an action that actually will separate the two, the food and the waste. That's why if when you cut the food, for example the meat, you still have meat mixed with fat, you didn't separate it on the dividing line. Even though you've accomplished that the remaining meat is fit for consumption, being that you didn't do an act of borer, you've left the fly mixed with a little bit of soup as you took it out in your spoon, so you didn't actually do borer, because the fly is still mixed with some of this food, with some of the soup. So then, lochal shem borer umutar, that's not called borer, that's permissible. Shenechshav rak echotech ochlim lishnayim, that's as though you've cut the food in two, or you've cut the psolet in two. Let's say you'd cut off most of the fat, but leave a drop on. This is only true when you can actually discern between the two things. For example, if there's a piece of meat with fat, or fat that's on top of the soup. But what happens when you have things that are not easily discernible, each one separately? So then, like a mixture. As nechshava kol tarovot. Then it's all considered a mixture. Vafilu imafridim imkom ha'ochel. And then even if you'll say, I'm just separating within the food, nechshav kiborer ochel min apsolet v'asur. We're going to see more examples of this, but that would still be prohibited. So, what would be an example of that? He's going to give us examples later on. So, that would be if I take out, I think, popcorn with the kernels. I can take out all the kernels together with some of the popcorn, and then I'm left with popcorn that's just without kernels. So then I have accomplished borer. Even though technically I've left a mixture of kernels and popcorn, but here that it's a real mixture, so then the fact that I've left a mixture of kernels and popcorn, but I've fixed the remaining popcorn, that's still a problem of borer. So when I have two things that are distinct, like the meat and the fat, it's only because of the concept of borer, that by separating two things, I'm accomplishing borer. Really, it's not borer. They're not mixed, the meat and the fat. It's just because the concept of borer tells me that when I have something that I don't want with something that I do want, and I draw a line between them, that's called borer. But it's not the same type of borer. It's an extrapolation of the concept, which, by the way, not everyone agrees is relevant. You should just know there are Sfardim who hold that that's okay. But we won't mention that here because we're going with him. But this idea that he's saying that separating the fat from the meat would be called borer because it's accomplishing the same effect, even though they're not really mixed, they're just attached. So then, in that sense, by separating part of the food with the fat, part of the food with the waste, that's not borer. But when I have a real mixture, a classical case of borer, like popcorn mixed with the kernels, or I have some sand mixed in with my almonds, or with my raisins, so there I have a real problem of borer, there's a real mixture, there it wouldn't help to take away some of the food with the waste, because nonetheless, I had a mixture, and when I'm done, I end up with just food that's okay. And in a circumstance where there was a real mixture, there this will not resolve the problem. This idea of taking off part of the food with the waste. That's what you asked earlier.